Good afternoon. Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Anita. How may I help you today?
Hi, Anita. My mom had ended up accidentally purchasing something from you guys. She thought that she was purchasing from Kohl's, and because it was an ad on the Kohl's site. But anyway, so she received this smart bracelet watch, and she wanted to figure out how to send it back.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it is 53018.
And your first and last name?
Her first and last name is Sharon Zarek. Z as in zebra, I-A-R-E-K.
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, may you verify your shipping address?
Yes, it is 2380 Woodland Park Drive, Delafield, Wisconsin, 53018.
Yes, ma'am, and I do show that you did purchase the watch with us on the 18th of November. Now, you are aware that all watches, these are a luxurious item used for people who are more likely on the go, and they're great for tracking your heart rate and keeping up with your blood pressure. However, now, there was a 14-day trial period that was started on the day that your order was placed, which was on the 18th. Now, after the 14 days, if you do not give us a call, you're then held responsible for the full retail price of the actual product received. Now, being that she did receive the product, how is the product working out for her?
She hasn't used it because somehow she accidentally ordered this. So how much is she going to be charged, and what is going on? I've tried to like even research your company and everything like that, and I'm just not really finding a whole lot of information. There is nothing in her package that says anything about a trial or anything like that. So what do we need to do to get
this
watch back?
Yes, ma'am. So she paid the $7.92 for the shipping and handling of the product. The full retail price of the product is actually $59.97. Now, what I can do to keep you as a customer and allowing her to keep the watch, I can offer her a 35% discount on that product to keep it. Ma'am, are you still there?
I am still here. Give me 1 minute and let me explain this to her, please. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, she does not want this watch, and she didn't really intend. I don't know how things happened. Again, she thought she was on Kohl's, and this is not something she wants, period.
Yes, ma'am. Even if I offer her a 50% family and friends discount, lowering the price to only $29.99, and maybe she can find useful, or maybe someone else in the family or friends around her, she can dispose of that too.
Is somebody going to come teach her how to use it, too?
Well,
this isn't something.
You have to charge the watch, and then there's an app that you have to download called Fit Pro.
Mm. Yes, well, this is not something that she wants. So how do we get this back and no further charges?
Yes, ma'am. So I do want you to know that In order for you to return the watch, you would basically have to, I can ship, you would basically have to return the watch in order for the refund to be processed.
Okay,
and you are
so
responsible for the shipping and handling of the product to get back to us.
Okay, so she has to pay the shipping that came to her, the shipping back, and then she will be refunded the $7.92. Is that what I'm understanding?
Correct, because she is not yet charged for the actual watch. Now, she would then have to, the watch has to come within 7 days in order for her to receive the full payment of a refund.
Okay. Okay, and where do we send this back to, and or do you email a return slip, or how do we get this back with the correct information that needs to come back since we have 7 days to make this happen considering it's the holiday season? So,
yes, ma'am, you will return that to 2066 North Capitol Avenue. STE 3010 San Jose, SanJose, California 95132.
Okay. And so you're saying that from today's call, we have 7 days to get that watch back to you guys.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay. Give me one quick second, please.
Hello, are you still there?
Okay, so yes, we are going to ship it back, and we will get that to the post office right now.
Yes, ma'am, and I will.
Is there anything else we need to know other than the address?
No, ma'am. I'm going to notate this on your account so they know not to charge you, okay?
Perfect. And may I get your name as well?
Anita.
Anita, okay. And then, perfect. And on here, it doesn't—it has her order number. Would that be associated with her account number, or do I need to put an account number on there, or just put this packing slip in there?
You said an order number?
Yes. How, when we send this watch back, I have a packing slip. There's no return slip or anything in here. How do I send this watch back to you guys so you can make sure to refund the $7.92 for her? Do I put the order number on there? So or which, she has an account number or what?
So what you're going to do, I'm not sure that you would need to put the account information or anything on it. Because, I mean, we have all that information already. You just need
correct.
To return
it. If a watch comes in the mail to you guys,
I mean,
and it doesn't have a name or anything
well, you
on
can
it,
put her name on there.
Okay, and so her name will be associated with that.
Yes, ma'am, so they know exactly who returned the item.
Okay, great. And may I also get the website? Is this Hype Gadgets, or what's the name of this company? Because I have a couple different names showing.
Yes, ma'am. Just a moment. The website would be cs@shophypewatch.com.
I'm sorry, you said C as in Charlie, S as in Sam?
Yes, ma'am. The @ Shop Hype Watch.
Okay, because I've been trying to find. Okay. Yeah, see, I can't even find a website. Can you please give me the web address again?
CS. Oh, I'm sorry. It's shophypewatch.com. S-H-O-P-H-Y-P-E watch, W-A-T-C-H.com.
Okay. So then, are you guys, you're a totally different phone number than them.
Ma'am.
Yes, so it's a totally different phone number.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, we're a third-party call center. We work with multiple companies.
Okay.
What you just need to return the watch to the address that I gave you. Anything else, you don't have to worry about. If you have any calls and concerns about where your watch is or if it's been received, then just give this number that you're on with me another call back. The other things you don't have to worry about.
Okay. Well, and it's just hard because there's been a few things with my parents that have been scams lately, and so I'm just protective and leery and trying to make sure that they're taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. I did notate the account so that they do extend out your trial to 7 more days in order for you to receive, in order for you to get time to send that watch back out. So it has been notified that 7 days prior to today that they needed to extend your account. So if you call back, they will see that.
Okay. Thank you, Anita. I appreciate all your help.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day and the holidays as well.
You as well.